This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكي تصل إلى أي هدف، مهما كان هذا الهدف، لابد من جزء كبير من الصبر والجهد. وكلما صبرت وجهدت نفسك لله، كلما يسر الله لك الوصول إلى أهدافك. كما قال الله تعالى في سورة العنكبوت: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا. فأسأل الله تعالى أن يوفق جميع الأخوات. الحمد لله، I reverted to Islam. I took my shahada in 1989, and I was actually from a Christian background. SubhanAllah, I actually grew up, my grandfather and my father are both lay preachers, so I actually grew up watching my grandfather and father giving lectures in the church. So SubhanAllah, after I reverted, the first thing that I really wanted to do, like my dream, was to, you know, study the religion and to eventually, hopefully, go ahead and teach it. But I knew that in order to do that, you know, you'd have to have a strong foundation in Arabic. You'd need to have a foundation in Quran. So basically, I could divide my learning into three main stages. So starting off, I married a brother who is from an Arabic-speaking background. I did purposely look for an Arabic-speaking husband because of my goal to learn Arabic. And then what happened was that after marriage, I got hold of, for example, some grammar books. I used to write vocabulary lists. Every day, basically, I would dedicate some time to learning some grammar and, you know, writing out vocabulary lists. And I used to try and memorize the vocabulary as much as I could. Yeah. I had a natural love for languages.
Mashallah.
So, like, before being a Muslim, I actually studied German. I did German for my HSC. So I had a natural love for languages. So once I got exposed to Islam, it's like Arabic became something that I had a passion for. Like, I really had a deep passion for learning Arabic. So that was my first stage, learning on my own. And then, alhamdulillah, min fadlillah, I had the blessing of going to live in Saudi Arabia. And when I went there, I mean, initially my goal was to go and try to study Sharia in one of the universities there, but the only university available for non-Saudis was the one in Umm al-Qura in Mecca. But I found it's almost impossible to actually get in. So I was very disappointed that I wasn't able to do that. It was really sad for me because it was really my dream. But then, alhamdulillah, I had some very knowledgeable sisters that I had met in Saudi, and they advised me, you know, go study in this particular Quran school, which is called Darul Huda in Jeddah. So, alhamdulillah, I enrolled and I started studying with all the Arabic sisters there in the Quran school, and I studied there for about 2 years. So I was obviously immersed in the Arabic language within the classroom. And also, you know, alhamdulillah, like, we were memorizing the Quran, we were learning about Quran, we were doing tafsir, we were doing tajweed. So that was my initial exposure to Arabic and to the Quran, and obviously that really helped me, you know, jump quite a lot of milestones in Arabic and in Quran. I wasn't going to give up on my dream. So basically, once my twins were old enough, I think they were even maybe under one, I enrolled in the Western University of Sydney, and I enrolled in an Arabic degree, and I started studying part-time. I used to just study every single Arabic subject I could get my hands on, basically. So I started studying, and I actually studied over a period of around about 10 years. I would sometimes stop and have a baby, and then I'd go back and start studying again.
Mashallah.
That's kind of how I finished my degree, doing it like that. So I ended up completing a major in Arabic, like a Bachelor of Languages, alhamdulillah. Okay, so one thing that really helped me strengthen my Arabic, it probably was one of the main things that helped me strengthen my Arabic the most. Once I finished my degree, I basically started translating all the lectures and lessons of the ulama, like of the scholars. And then I would transfer that knowledge to sisters. And what I used to do while I'm translating is, obviously sometimes I come across words, I didn't understand what they meant. So I'd either go to my husband or like I'd consult the dictionary and translate. But what I found is that, so I was doing that over a 10-year period. And basically, in the beginning, I'd ask a lot of questions. You know, there's a lot of words I didn't know the meanings of. But as time went by, I'd be asking less and less, to the point that, you know, alhamdulillah, it got to the stage where I rarely ask any questions about any of the words, because that's how you strengthen up your Arabic the most. Okay, so once I had gained a strong grasp of the Arabic language, that's what enabled me to go on then and alhamdulillah start studying with some of the scholars who are specialists in their fields, who are based in Saudi Arabia, who actually teach in universities in Saudi Arabia. And I also, alhamdulillah, you know, obviously went on and was able to finish memorizing the Quran. And I also, alhamdulillah, was able to achieve, you know, getting an ijazah in Tajweed. In that time. And now, alhamdulillah, I'm currently doing an honours. I'm doing a bachelor, an honours degree in fiqh and usul al-fiqh, inshallah. So that was all because I've always believed that, you know, Arabic is actually the key to the Islamic sciences. That's why I was so adamant to actually, you know, strengthen my Arabic in the first place, because I knew that that is the stepping stone to really getting a strong grasp of the religion. So in the beginning, what I was doing when I first started out memorizing the Quran, I actually used to write it out in transliteration because I didn't know how, you know, I couldn't really read from the Arabic. So I used to have to write it out in the transliteration, and I used to write the meaning underneath. That also helped me strengthen my Arabic as well. And then I would just like memorize. And I actually had many, many books that I had written all like, and I started from the back of the Quran. I always advise people when you're starting out memorizing the Quran, to feel a satisfaction in memorizing, it's really advised to start from the back because you're working with small surahs, so you feel like you're really achieving something with your memorization. الآن فخير الوقت الآن يحين بادر واستبق الخير ستسعد ثاكقين.